slowly but surely, I'm getting through digitizing all these cassettes. Found a tape that I didn't remember of my sister and I from, must have been 8th grade for me, because it sounds like my voice had changed already. And we were just having fun. There's another tape that I have heard of us playing radio DJ. And I didn't like that tape because I just sounded like a jerk. Like my sister was trying to be funny and I kept interrupting her. And don't really think of myself as that kind of person, but what can you do? And now I'm not going to listen to it because I've had enough of hearing the sound of my own voice, but especially from long enough ago that it doesn't even sound like me anymore. But I, just to make sure it was recording, I dipped in to listen to this one, and it's me leaving a lengthy voicemail that I remember leaving for human resources at the first company I worked at. And it involved my boss quitting and all the turmoil that caused. So I was supposed to get the word, you know, what the natives were saying, or whatever the expression is, the ground troops. And I think I just went way over the top with my reaction and my borderline conspiracy theories. Long time ago, though. No sense rehashing office gossip from, what was that anyway, 23 years ago, 20-something years ago. Meeting up with the college friend last night was nice. It was good. We made good conversation. He mentioned some names from school that I just did not remember at all. Names of people that I probably knew or knew of back then, but I can't think of any of them. I can't remember any of them now. The only ones I remember were the people that I was, you know, friends with. Or had a number of roommates at the house I lived in 1 year. But I can't say I really got to know them very well. I'm just not nostalgic, you know. I don't think about the old days. Which makes it seem suspect that I'm digitizing all these cassettes, because if I'm not nostalgic, why do I care? But I really didn't enter into that little project thinking that there was going to be so much of me talking. But yeah, there's a lot of other stuff. There's all that apology stuff and a lot of radio air checks, which I actually find kind of interesting. So we'll see what I can do to sort it all out if I end up even having time to do that. I was at the windmill earlier. I hadn't been there in maybe a month. Tried to go on Monday, but it was closed because they were tearing up the sidewalk out front. Gonna go out now for an afternoon coffee, I think, and maybe I'll write a little bit more. I intended to post something about yesterday's walk and those uninspiring phone booths, and I did write a whole bunch, but it's not coherent enough just yet. I haven't posted anything since last week, I don't think. But I've gone longer than that. I only worry about it because I have a site sponsor who, I have no idea if they even look at the site, or if they pay attention to it anymore.